Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I had a little technical difficulties. Thanks for waiting for me. You guys are the best. I am Melissa, Red Pill. If you guys can see me, everything good, give me the thumbs up if everything is A-OK. But yeah, this is exciting stuff that we're talking about. So I'm glad that we are joining with together tonight. President Trump just posted today about all these fraudsters, and the politicians are going to be in jail. He is taking it up several notches. So yes, a 5-5. Awesome. Yay. Thumbs up. I'm so glad. Don't forget, hit the like button. If you guys are really enjoying this content, definitely hit the like so that everyone can know how this is biblical. If you're new here, definitely go and check out melissaredpill.com. Melissaredpill.com is where you will find all kinds of great information about how this is literally biblical. We've been waiting on this day for so long. And I really think that we are in this amazing end game, this moment in time, which we've been literally waiting for thousands of years, when the cabal will be brought down. So exciting to be on this earth at this time and to be a part of what's going on. So if you're not familiar, I have lots of research over on my website, melissaredpill.com, about end times. Definitely go and check into it. I've got a few little technical difficulties today, but hopefully everything's going to work and everything's going to, you're going to hear everything. But yeah, I talk about the golden age, about where we're headed, about how this is promised to us for all of our lives. They misled us. So let's talk about, what did President Trump talk about today? And then I have a surprise for you at the end. President Trump said this about Minnesota. He said today, every day he's coming out with things that are just gigantic. Here he said, I won't read the whole thing, but he said, "Fear not, great people of Minnesota, the day of reckoning and retribution is coming." That's huge, huge biblical words. This is not just a typical words. People don't normally use the word reckoning and the word retribution. Those are biblical words about biblical judgment falling on these people. It's just not your typical word. And so for him to say this, of course, he's talking about Minnesota. The poor people of Minnesota have just been raked over the coals. It's been so awful what's happening in their state. Their state's been completely hijacked. These terrible, terrible people get put in these, as we've known before, I've told you guys about the white horse of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. That white horse is the fake leaders. Jesus is on a white horse at the end, but the white horse and the four horsemen is where they install these puppet leaders. Well, clearly they have come in, the Tim Walz and that mayor, what's his face? They've come in and they've said, "Hey, we're going to just allow the Somalis to do anything and everything. We'll just take their votes and take their money." And so huge. And then President Trump actually today, I don't have the link for this one, but he said the Somalis have to leave by, I think, March 15th, the middle of March. They got to go. Everybody just go. Your whole being brought in here and as a protected class, you have ruined that. It's over. You've got to go. So the day of reckoning and retribution is coming. That's gigantic. So, so exciting. Now, here's another thing about the Somalis that President Trump is having our wonderful Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. And look at what he says. He said here, I can guarantee you when the bear trap snaps shut. Uh-oh. That's not what I wanted to do. When the bear trap snaps, we're going to get these folks. How about that? That's just not your typical language. We're so used to it, and we're so ready to see the criminal cabal brought down. But this is what we're, let me make sure. This is huge that we are, what we're experiencing. I want you to hear what he had to tell about Keith Ellison. This is who I'm talking about. This Attorney General Keith Ellison is on tape with the Somali donors saying he won't investigate and he will cover up all the Somali fraud. Did you see the post that I put out today on the, if you're not familiar with all my social media, go to Melissa Red Pill and you can find the real Melly. But the millions of dollars they were trying to sneak out of the country. And you've got to report if you take $10,000 in cash out of the country. And they had millions of dollars that they were trying to leave with. Because obviously if it's digital, then it can be traced. But they were trying to get it out of the country because they know the gig is up. They know that we're on to them. They know that Scott Bessent is doing this investigation on them. But they said they were going to cover up all of their fraud. We're going to follow the money and see where it goes. And there's tons of luxury cars and homes that have been bought in foreign nations. You know, this is absolutely outrageous. This is the moment in time when, you know, honestly, you and I have tried so hard to wake people up about their health, about COVID, about autism, about all kinds of different things. And it was trafficking, and they haven't awakened. But this, for some reason, is really getting people's dander up. So it's huge. And I think that, you know, what you see on the news is really a lot about the people who are you're not hearing from the main ones. Most of the Minnesotans are not up for this Somali fraud. So check this out.
Some of it is going overseas, but the Minnesota Democrat political class, from the governor on down, appears to be at a minimum to have turned a blind eye. There are rumors circulating around this building right now that in fact some have been complicit in these schemes. Is that something your office is looking into, and what can you tell us about it?
Again, that's part of following the money. There are evidently some disturbing tapes of A.G. Ellison in meetings with people who donated to him, them calling for political favors to stop the investigations. So we'll see. But again, I don't want to get out ahead of the investigations. It's going to be very methodical. And Chris, I can guarantee you, when the bear trap snaps, we're going to get these folks. And again, we're going to follow the money, whether it's over the two counties here, in Minneapolis, St. Paul's, or whether it's to East Africa. And there's tons of luxury properties, cars that have been bought over there. And how the hell did this happen? How did it happen? Like, President Trump is outraged. I'm outraged. The American people should be outraged. People of Minnesota, like, I'm glad that they kind of got their mojo back. Mm-hmm. Because, again, the American people are the most generous people in the world. You just can't take advantage of us.
Right. I love it. And actually, President Trump shut down all of their funding. Says they'll be managing it basically from Washington D.C. because clearly the ones who are managing it in Minnesota are not doing the job that they have to do to protect the money of the people. So check this out. Here's where he says they're going to be in jail. Oh my goodness, I can't even believe our president. He's just like coming out with it. So exciting. Check this out.
They laughed at us 2 years ago. They laughed at us. They thought we were fools. They thought we were stupid people. Now we're seeing that they're not the smart ones. We are. But we have a great America, and we're going to enrich it. And foreign nations, foreign migrants, criminal fraudsters, and corrupt politicians are not going to play a role anymore. They're going to be in jail. Under the Trump administration, we're reclaiming America's dignity, rebuilding America's wealth. And we're putting the productive, hardworking American citizen at the center of every single thing that we do.
Oh, I love it. I will just enjoy the show. Enjoy having a president who is someone we can count on, who is fighting for the American people. It's just such a beautiful thing. Foreign nations, foreign migrants, criminal fraudsters, and corrupt politicians are not going to play a role anymore. They're going to be in jail. Love it. All right. So he said something also, as I showed you my new favorite clip of him. He said, I won't be happy until we make America great again. And it won't be long. Something like that. It's really very exciting. So I really do feel like we're coming up on it. I'm really hoping this is March. I really do. We'll watch and see. All right. So one of my dear friends, as you know, is from Iran. And I want you to see what is going on there. So this is gigantic because, we cannot get through all of this and then, poor Iran and even China and, of course, Venezuela be left under the power of these evildoers. Obviously, it can't happen. Their regime has to fall. And we've learned on the 17 board, Iran is next. Okay, so we thought, okay, well, a big part of that was removing their ability to do nuclear war. And now we're seeing that the people are rising up. I mean, they're all in the streets. And what's happening, I want to make sure that you understand what's going on, because we need to support them, because we're in a position where we can share this truth. We can share this information. And they are in a very, very difficult situation. Now, they blacked out their internet over there, and they're trying to jam the Starlink sites. And so anyone who is using their servers to help boost, get the Starlink to people, they are being arrested. I mean, it's scary over there. These people are, like a caged animal an animal that's backed into a corner, and they're vicious because they know it's over for them. That's, they know that. So look at what President Trump said. He said to the people of Iran, help is on the way. Take over your institutions. Can you imagine having to be out in the streets and just, fighting for your life, fighting for your country, millions of people in all these cities across Iran? And if anybody tells you that they are Muslim, no, this radical Islam took over their country. I'm not dogging on Muslims. I'm dogging on the radicals. And they took over Iran and 47 years ago and have destroyed the country. So look at what President Trump says here also. Save the names of the killers and the abusers in the Khomeini regime. Help is on its way. MIGA. In other words, make Iran great again. So President Trump is doing everything that he can to put pressure on them short of going in. Now, I think that their former Shah of Iran's son, Pahlavi, wants President Trump to go in and to remove him, and he very well may do that. And I'm going to show you what he said about that. So this is so huge. But he's putting all this pressure on the Khomeini regime to go, hey, we're taking names. We will not forget what you have done. And so if you harm people, don't think that you're going to get away with it. Okay, so he's doing everything to support the people, because the people really want it to be that they run their country and that it's not going to be a country run by, President Trump or, by America. They don't trust America because of what's happened in the past, of course, unfortunately. They've also said for the U.S., State Department has told Americans to leave Iran. So normally when something like that happens, it's because they're going to be doing something, some kind of military action. Now, one of the reporters asked President Trump that today, is that what's going to happen? And he said, you'll have to figure that out for yourself. So, we'll watch and see. But the Ayatollah better watch his donkey, right? He better watch his donkey, because likely fireworks are coming. And it's not going to be where it's bombing the people. It's going to be bombing the elite, the power structure there. So here's the travel advisory because of all the security, increased security measures, road closures, all this that people, Americans need to leave Iran. So he also said, I don't have this one pulled up. Let me see if I can find it. Here's the one right here. No, not that one. Bear with me. I had another one for you that I had pulled up. Oh, that's crazy right there. Okay. All right. So yeah, that I don't see the other one I had for you about Iran, but he is canceled. Did I say that? He canceled some of these meetings. Here we go. This is the one. It says they will pay a big price. I've canceled all meetings with Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. They had said on Saturday, just here the past, you know, on the 10th of January, that they wanted to have meetings with President Trump, and but then they still are doing all this senseless killing of the protesters, and so that's why again it's so important for us to support them and to get this this truth out there to help them. And so President Trump said, no, we're not going to have any meetings until that stops. And I'm not, you know, there's nothing to talk about if you're going to be killing, you know, innocent people. So just be in prayer for them and also for all this to stop. Now, I want you to see what's going on. Let's see what the latest is on silver. Let's see silver. 88.87. So really, like it was earlier today, it was at $89. So it's going up like a rocket ship, and every nickel that it goes up is destroying the Federal Reserve, because they have done all this paper silver, and every penny that it goes up, that just means more that they have to pay to people when they cash out. And so they're done. The bankers are done. So when you think of this, don't think of America. It is not America's debt. It is the bankers' debt. They are the ones who have put themselves, they did it to themselves. They messed themselves over. They put themselves at risk because they never thought that they would not be able to control the value of silver and gold. So silver is 88.87. So that one's gone up. It's gone up basically $6 in 1 week. I mean, that's outrageous. And then today, was it in 1 week, gold has gone up $116. It's a huge, huge increase. This is the end of the Federal Reserve. So I wanted you to see this cute little video that someone had created about the Federal Reserve and how do we end the Federal Reserve. And I was talking with someone about it, that it's not about some legislation, because if it's legislation, then they can work around it. You know, they've got all the attorneys, all the lawyers to work around it. What it has to be, and this is what it talks about in God's word, is that they will be brought down because of their assets, all their money will turn to ashes. Remember that verse I've read to you many times? Everything that they have built up will just turn, it'll just go up in a puff of smoke. And that's what this paper is. This paper is what they were saying. Oh, look at all the wealth that we have because we were manipulating all this silver and gold. And now the price has gone up and they can't stop it. And they can't pay people the difference about how much it's appreciated. So let's just say if you had purchased gold at $1,000 an ounce, now it's $4,600 an ounce. You go and you say, okay, I want to cash out. That's $3,600 per ounce that they owe you. They cannot cough that up. They don't have it. It's trillions. It's trillions of dollars that they have bet against us, because they always thought they'd be able to control the market. They always were able to, but until now. That's another way that we know this is the end times for them. If you're not familiar with my book, my main book here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, it's the end times for them, not for us. It's 1,000 Years of Peace for us. We're moving into the golden age. So it's very, very exciting to see all this happening. Okay, so super quick, I'm going to play this video for those of you who are not really familiar with the whole point of the Federal Reserve. Check this out.
Secret to create America's central bank. We just can't call it that. The 1907 panic nearly destroyed us. Banks failed. Fortunes vanished. We want to control America's money supply. Create booms, trigger busts, and profit from both. And how will we do that? We'll create money from nothing, loan it to the government, and charge interest. Legal counterfeiting, my friends. But there's a cost. Every dollar we print steals value from existing dollars. It's a hidden tax that flows directly to us. And it gets worse. If we ever get off the gold standard, governments can print money for wars. Endless wars become possible and profitable. Since Americans hate central banks, we'll call it the Federal Reserve. Sounds governmental, doesn't it? It's not. The president will appoint board members, but we'll pick who he appoints. We'll have 12 regional banks. Looks decentralized, democratic even. But New York banks control them all. That's us. You're probably wondering how we're going to get this through Congress. December 23rd, 1913. Most of Congress home for Christmas. Perfect timing for passing unpopular legislation. I'll publicly oppose our own bill in Congress. They'll pass it thinking they beat Wall Street. We'll fund university chairs, write the textbooks. They'll teach our system as economic science. Beautiful. Every American born after this will inherit debt on money we created from nothing. Generational servitude. The Federal Reserve. Not federal, no reserves. But everyone will think it's their government protecting them.
Good afternoon.
And this, my friends, is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he was just brought under investigation, ostensibly about this big, gigantic building that they are building. But I'm sure that that will uncover, you know, their whole house of cards. And so, really, I believe that they are going to have to do these margin calls where they pay the difference between the value they have on the books and then how much the silver and gold have increased. They're going to have to pay that in March, and they can't pay it. They will not be able to pay it. And so just like they've counterfeited our money, the whole money system has been faked. The same thing has happened with the silver and the gold. They've just done this paper, this little pieces of paper. But the great news is it's on them, not on us. It's, you know, how remember how President Trump separated out the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, that we now have, you know, the Treasury is under our government, but the Federal Reserve is all on the banks. That's all on them, and they are the ones who are going to have to pay for all of this. And every debt that has been owed to the banks will be wiped out. This is what it talks about. It says the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. This is what it talks about in God's word in Proverbs. That is biblical. That's what's going to happen. As sure as we are sitting here, this is what God has promised. And it's just a matter of time. The other thing I wanted to show you, and it's just a short little clip here about the Wizard of Oz, and then I've got my surprise for you. On this video, I'm sure everybody here has seen The Wizard of Oz. It's the Wizard of Ounces, the Wizard of Silver and Gold Ounces, and how they have tricked us, they tricked all everybody in the whole wide world. So check this out. I think it's a really cute video that you'll really enjoy.
The Wizard of Oz, what it really means. This appears to be a message to expose the banking cartel in America and to let the people know that they have the power to liquidate them and get back to Kansas, the real land and republic. The Wizard of Oz, written by L. Frank Baum, is not just a mere story. What is Oz a symbol for? Ounces. What is measured in ounces? Gold. What is the yellow brick road? Bricks or ingot bars of gold. The character known as the Straw Man represents that fictitious, all caps, legal fiction, a person the federal U.S. government created with the same spelling as your birth name. Remember what the Straw Man wanted from the Wizard of Oz? A brain? No juristic person, legal fiction, paper corporation has a brain because he or she has no breath of life. What did the Straw Man get in place of a brain? A certificate, a birth certificate for a new legal creation. He was proud of his new legal status, and all the other legalisms he was granted. Now he becomes the epitome of the brainless sack of straw who was given a certificate in place of a grain of common sense. Now, what about the Tin Man? Does taxpayer identification number, TIN, bring anything to mind? The poor tin man just stood there, mindlessly doing his work until his body literally seized up and stopped functioning. He worked himself to death because he had no heart or soul. He's the heartless and emotionless creature, robotically carrying out his daily task as though he were already dead. He's the ox pulling the plow and the mule toiling under the yoke. These days, his taskmasters just oil him nightly with beer and place him in front of a hypnotic television until his very existence no longer has any meaning or value. His masters keep him cold on the outside and heartless on the inside in order to control any emotion or feeling that might arise. The cowardly lion was always too frightened to stand up for himself. Of course, he was a bully and a big mouth when it came to picking on those smaller than him. Have you ever noticed how bullies are really the biggest cowards? They act as though they have great courage, but, in reality, have none at all. They roar, but with no teeth of authority to back them up. When push came to shove, the cowardly lion always buckled and whimpered when anyone of any size or stature challenged him. He wanted courage from the Grand Wizard, so he was awarded a medal of official recognition. Now, although remaining a coward, his official status allowed him to be a bully, but with officially recognized authority, and not at all unlike the attorneys, who hide behind the courts. What about the trip through the field of poppies? Did you notice how this had no narcotic effect on the straw man who had no brain, or the tin man with no heart or soul? They weren't real people, so drugs could not influence them. The Wizard of Oz was written at the turn of the century, so how could the author have known America was going to be drugged? The Crown has been playing the drug cartel game for centuries. Just look up the history of Hong Kong and the Opium Wars. The Crown already had valuable experience conquering all of China with drugs, so why not the rest of the world? What was the Emerald City? The Federal Reserve System. Who finally exposed Wizard for what he really was? Toto, the cute and somewhat annoying little dog. Toto means in total, or all together in Latin. What was it that the witch wanted after she alleged that the little dog had bitten her? Toto. Or everything. Notice how Toto was not scared of the great wizard's theatrics, yet he was so small in size, compared to the wizard, that no one seemed to notice him. The smoke, flames and holographic images of Oz were designed to frighten people into doing as the great wizard commanded. But Toto simply padded over, started barking until others paid attention to him and came to see what the barking was about. Who was behind the curtain? Just an ordinary person controlling the levers that created the illusion of the great wizard's power and authority. When Toto pulled back the curtain and completely exposed him, the charade was at an end. The veil hiding the corporate legal fiction and its false courts was removed. The wizard's game was up, and what was he after all? A con man, a fraud. We can see, in this tale, just how loud the bark from a little dog can be. Most of us remain silent and wait to be given whatever food and recognition, if any, by our legal masters. Let us not forget those flying monkeys, what perfect mythical creatures to represent the Bar Association attorneys, who attack and control the little people for the great Crown Wizard, the powerful and grand bankers of Oz. How, finally, was the evil witch destroyed? Pure, clean water? Liquidation. How did Dorothy finally get home? She simply clicked her heels. She always had the power, and so do we. What would it take to expose the wizard for what he is? We each need only a brain, a heart and soul, and courage. Then, and perhaps of the greatest importance, we need to learn how to work together. Only by working together, can we have the freedom, that was given to us all under the law of God.
Awesome. Wasn't that awesome? Did y'all like that? I wanted to play that whole thing with so that we could watch it together, because that, who knew that the Wizard of Oz was really about liquidating the Federal Reserve. That's what it was about. That's what, follow the yellow brick road, follow the gold and the silver. Our forefathers knew this. Whoever wrote the Wizard of Oz knew that. And that we needed to have the courage, we needed to have a brain, we needed to have, you know, the ability to work together, like it was saying. And that's what we've done. That's what we've done. And what I loved at the end, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West, she is being liquidated. And that's what's happening right now with the silver and the gold. We are watching the Wizard of Oz happening in real time. It's the amazing thing. And with every penny it goes up, they're doomed. No more of these evil bankers. And so it's going to be switched over to where we have zero debt, just like God's word said would happen. And it's very, very exciting. So I wanted you guys to see that. I think that was everything. And don't forget, patriots are in control. He did it again. Did you guys see this? President Trump posted it again. This is from the U.S. Department of Labor. Patriots are in control. That's the second time he's done that. He's also done hold the line, and he's done trust the plan. But then he doesn't know anything about Q, right? All right, so now I have a special guest with me today, and hopefully she can come in and join with us now, and hopefully she is still here and I didn't mess her up. Yay, she's here. Yay! Hey,
hello.
My friend. Hey, Carrie. I'm so glad to see you. Thank you for being everybody being so patient. So while I had some technical difficulties, if you guys don't know my friend Carrie, she has been such a wealth of great information. She has fought so valiantly, especially for the children with autism. And so I just want to, everyone, welcome her, Carrie Rivera. You can find her on carrierivera.com, right? KerriRiVera.com. And she has just, I'm so spoiled because if ever I have questions, I have her to go to. And it's just so great that the Lord has provided for us people like Carrie who have been researching this for years and know how to give us the right answers. So welcome. I'm so glad to see you.
Hey, Mallie, great to see you too. And thanks for inviting me to be here with you again. Yeah. And that was really cool about The Wizard of Oz, because I did The Wizard of Oz. I was in theater for 10 years. And I did The Wizard of Oz as Toto when I was like 5, as Dorothy, and as the Lion. So I'm a big fan, and I never knew that Toto stood
connection.
For everything or any of that stuff.
Isn't that cool? I just had to share that with everyone. I thought that because I'd seen little clips of it, but not a video like that. So I'm really excited about all that RFK is doing. So I wanted to hear from your vantage point. What are you know, all the things like the vaccines last week? Tell us what your thoughts are on what RFK and President Trump are doing.
Well, I was actually kind of demoralized in September when Trump came out and said, you know, Tylenol causes autism. And then RFK Jr. is saying, well, you know, just get Leucovorin, which is B9. And that's going to be fixing it. And I'm like, my gosh, this is terrible. We've been sold out again. This is not possible. And then I was bellyaching to my partner, Doug. And I'm like, yeah, no, this is not possible. And he's just like, well, you know, he needs time. And I'm like, yeah, it's again happening the same thing. And we're just, you know, we're just getting, you know, screwed over. And we the people are, you know what I mean? And then when I'm like, what? We're down from 72 to 11 vaccines. This could actually be a huge. So the whole thing is that as the autism numbers started to rise, there was a direct increase in the vaccinations. So Simpsonwood was a meeting that took place in 2000, the year my son was born, which changed my life. My son being born wasn't what changed my life. It was him getting the autism is what changed my life. But it was because of all the vaccines, because he was perfectly fine until he was about 11, 12 months old. And then all that speech little by little started to go that I, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and then of course, fast forward now, you know, we're 25 years later And Simpson Wood was a real thing. Simpson Wood was where the vaccine creators, the big pharma was there saying, wow, we're seeing this increase in these numbers as we're going up with the jabs. And, you know, oh, hey, this is directly correlated to that. Well, let's keep going. And nobody stopped them. So, and then, of course, RFK Jr. has been very big against vaccines for so many years. I mean, he's really been in that thing. And then I did an interview back in August, September, I think it was early September, and they never released it. The Children's Health Defense never released it. So I was like, wow, that sucks. You know, I mean, here they have this huge platform. I have the solution for recovery from autism. And it's not like, you know, you'll hear like there's these doctors out there. Oh, they're biomedical doctors. Like most of them have never recovered one child, not even one child from autism. And my protocol has thousands of recoveries, you know, and you're just like, okay. I want you guys to hear that.
You're going fast, but I want everyone to hear that. I want you to just take that in. Who we're listening to, who we're talking to today has thousands of children who have recovered from autism. This is, I mean, just this, it's amazing. And I'm just so thankful for you and how the Lord has used you and the difficulties that you've had with your own child and how a mother will never stop to find a solution for their son. And this is how the Lord used you. I'm just very, very thankful for you. And, you know, eventually everyone's going to know. It's all has to happen. I think a lot of these things have to all happen at the same time. The same thing with me fighting so hard to get the truth out about end times because they've lied to us, or, you know, everybody has their own thing that they're working so hard to reveal. So yeah, I'm just so thankful for you. And I want everyone to hear that because I think you take it for granted that how God has used you. This is huge. So anyway, continue.
Well, you know, Melly, it's really funny because it's one of those things where I do go into autopilot because this is my life now. You know, I've been doing this. My son was diagnosed in 2004, so we're coming up now on a 22. The 12th of March is the 22nd anniversary of my son's unfortunate diagnosis of autism. Yet at the same time, the autism diagnosis was really difficult. It did send me on a path, on a journey, and that journey put me to the place where I woke up one day, Melly, and I realized nobody had the answer. And it was like a frightening revelation. But I had to walk that 6-year period as I searched, because now when somebody sits with me and they say, well, why not leucovorin? Why isn't leucovorin the cure for autism? It's B9, okay? And that's what they were saying was going to be the treatment, right? And I'm like, well, I know, because like back 20 years ago, we all did leucovorin. It didn't do anything, you know? So now why are we going to say like, oh, and then of course, I'm always curious, like who owns the company that makes leucovorin? Because I want to see who's pocketing after that one. Anyway, and of course, now everyone's talking about leucovorin. Of course, they're talking about Tylenol, which I'm from Chicago originally. Nobody from Chicago took Tylenol because they were putting weird stuff in the bottles back in the day. People were dying, you know? So we didn't even do that. So that wasn't even the case. But yeah, Patrick, and of course, the diagnosis sent me on a path, and I do
right, because
believe, you
know, because the whole point is it's not Tylenol, it's the vaccines.
Of course, it's the vaccines,
right?
And now what we're going to see when they reduce the vaccination. So Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT about maybe 11 years ago presented at Autism One, used to be the largest conference in the world. She presented saying that when she runs the numbers by 2032. Every other child born will be diagnosed with autism in their lifetime. Get it? She didn't say born with, because we're not getting born with it. We're getting it. It's, you know, it's injected. So anyway, it looks like we might have a shift, which would be so amazing. Because, you know, what I do, like I told you, you know, I a lot of times I go into autopilot. It's like, yeah, thousands of kids recover. Kids are recovering all the time. People are like, why don't you have it like documents? It's like, well, because I don't have like a slew of people behind me, and I'm technically challenged. So I don't have a lot of that kind of stuff, you know? So when people are like, well, you should have it. Like, yeah, I should. And then of course, you know, the trolls have gone after the parents, even after the kids are recovered and they're not taking the products and they're not on the diet, they'll still go after the parents. And, you know, the parents will have to then hire an attorney. You have, you know, then you got to, you know, the child protective services come to your house and all those kind of nasty things, you know? So anyway, but it has become very second nature to me what I do. And I think that's part of the survival thing, because when you're working with families day after day and they're in this terrible situation that, you know, only... It's so incredibly terrible. You have a healthy child. It's born healthy. The child is growing up, meeting all their milestones. And then all of a sudden, they go from, you know, looking at you and all the stuff they're doing to, you know, not sleeping, not looking at you, not talking, crying.
And then yours was really bad. He was head banging. He was in a terrible...
It was a mess.
Terrible.
It was a mess.
But I wanted to make sure that we don't forget... And I know this is second, you know this obviously very well, but for everyone to understand that your main way, from what I've looked into your autism protocol, it's on Amazon now, it's in Spanish and in English, but it's to detox right. this out. And this is, what do I talk mm-hmm. about all the time, everybody? Mm-hmm. This is, it's not just those vaccines, is any vaccine to get mm-hmm. this out of your system. And so detoxing is real and it's really important. And it's mm-hmm. what we're all fighting to this day. Yes, we have so many children who have been diagnosed with autism, but there's so many maladies that are because of toxins. And I just posted today about mm-hmm. the Pure Body Extra. You guys, if you haven't seen it, go to my detox page, freedomforce.live/detox. But yes, that 80,000 toxins, mm-hmm. 80,000 toxins that we, mm-hmm. our body is having to deal with. And like a dear friend of mine is experiencing now, he's just turned 70, and now he's experiencing problems with anxiety and depression. And I believe it's because of the toxins that his body just cannot assimilate or get rid of anymore. So continue. I just want to make sure everybody connects those dots.
Folks, anxiety and depression are really common right now, and I think there's a lot of reasons. I think, you know, a lot of people got the jab, and they created that foreign protein cleanse, which I take it a lot. We don't do jabs in my house at all, not since my child was taken away from me by the jab. I mean, he's with me, but he's, you know, he's not the same. But I take this just to protect myself from the other people. You know, there's a lot of people, and they're shedding. That shedding is a very real thing.
Hold it on the screen slow, where you don't wiggle it. I want everyone to see it. This is the foreign protein cleanse. This was by Dr. Right. Artis.
And so, this is, yeah, Ed Group and Dr. Artis.
Yeah. So tell us what that does. Stuff. Tell us what it does.
Well, it helps to, well, this with the EDTA helped to get rid of, you know, the spike protein and of course, the metals that are in there. You know, works with inflammation, and of course it has the tobacco leaf in there, which helps to detoxify anything that goes along with the the toxins from the conch. It's like a snail from the ocean, and they have poisons, and of course those venoms. It's called venoms. That's what it is. So anyway, these help to get rid of that, and also. Like I said, if you are not a person who took the jab, good for you, good for us. But at the same time, we are exposed to people who did. And, you know, we have to live our life. And you go to the grocery store, the checkout person probably jabbed, you know, the person that's handing you your meat at the store probably jabbed. So the good idea is just to take it. And, you know, people that did take the jab, it's always amazing to me when I'm like, yeah, but you can just take these four products and, you know, just detoxify. Like, they're not interested. And you got to do it for a while. You know, like, that's a really bad thing. And, of course, you know.
Because it's so easy. It's so easy. It's like none of these things.
You just have to go get an IV. You just put it in your mouth and you keep on going. It's like super easy. Oh, yeah, you got to lay out a little bit of money. Well, it's because, you know, it's like one. You know, sometimes it costs more money to understand what it is, the good and bad.
But compared to how expensive it is to do with the doctors, you know,
telling you. If you're in anxiety, just get on that lithium orotate. It's so good. That lithium orotate is beautiful stuff. You know, one capsule twice a day, do it for at least 90 days. If you feel better, keep going. If you think it's not worth it, stop. But I mean, these people that have this, and fear and anxiety, it's really affecting a lot of people. And sometimes I wonder, it's, you know, this whole waking up thing, you know, like with the wizard, like waking up and realizing your government is after you. The government doesn't have our best interests. We're paying 40% taxes to nothing good, you know, all the benefits that, you know, should be going to our beautiful veterans, God bless them all, you know, and infrastructure in our own country is going to, well, as Michael Yon says, there's, you know, there's the invader factor. There's a lot of things. America, like every other country, needs to take care of itself first.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people are not pro war. know, they, you know, and that's what we were promised. So right. I think it's a combination of things. I mean, it's probably right. the toxins, but it's also probably looking at what's happening right now.
Of course. And that's why a lot of my people are here, right, everybody? Because we have so much hope and confidence about where we're headed, about how this is literally biblical, and how this is, we're actually, as I said at the very beginning, if you aren't familiar with that, you guys go and make sure that you research, like on the top of my ex account, I have on Melissa Red Pill, my ex, that there was a beautiful sign on Christmas. And at that point, it was like go time. And that the silver, and I didn't know what this was going to be. It was, I was talking about the angel standing in the sun. You're like, what is this about? Well, I said, I think this is going to happen on Christmas. Venus was in the sun, and this is very, very, very rare for it to happen. And I'm like, maybe something big is going to happen on Christmas Day. And that is when the first bank went bankrupt because. And now it's just a matter of time before they have to meet, you know, they'll just be completely liquidated, like the Wicked Witch of the West. So I think that that's really important. There's multiple things we have to do. The part of it is having this hope and this faith that keeps us from going down into this very bad place emotionally. And also part of it is physiological. So there's both. It's not one or the other. So.
Mm-hmm. And well, the other thing too, the other thing I wanted to share is, and this is just kind of an aside from the autism thing, but I should probably go back to the autism thing. But anyway, so yes, with autism, you know, we talk about like how the children are recovered and thousands of children are recovered. And why isn't this information getting out? You know, why is it so restricted? Because it can recover. And we can't use the C word, which means to recover from something and have no more of the illness. We can't use that C word, which is totally insane. But anyway, so that C word, what it means is to no longer have the illness. And chlorine dioxide will get rid of most illness. And that's what they don't want us to know, especially when it came to COVID. One of my friends, Dr. Patricia Calisperis from Bolivia, she's a pediatric traumatologist surgeon. She, alongside many other doctors and the Bolivian military, they created a document saying that chlorine dioxide can be used to treat COVID. The government, along with the military, gave it away in water bottles on the streets of the heaviest hit towns in Bolivia. There were hundreds of thousands of lives, if not more, saved because of that effort.
Yeah.
Then the rest of South America came and attacked Bolivia. I think they've even taken that law down. And of course, you know, we watched several presidents in African countries, be murdered after saying that the pawpaw fruit also had COVID and this and that, and they weren't going to take it. And of course, they got rid of those people for talking out. So, you know, and of course, I'm heavily censored. And I believe my heavy censorship is higher than anybody else in the whole movement. And I think it's because it's children, you know. And of course, the children have always been under attack because it's the most demonistic thing you can do, is to attack something so pure as a child. And you being a, you know, the woman of the Bible and then God and all this. I mean, they've just come from God.
Yes.
And now you're going to put in poison into them, and you're going to change their DNA. You're going to change their genetics, and
it's straight from the pits of hell. You're exactly right. I'm so proud of a dear friend of mine, a new family member of mine, who really had to. They have a brand new baby, and he said, oh, you know, I'm not going to put anything into this beautiful baby. Not going to do it. And so it caused a little bit of a rift in the family. But he held the line. He said, we're just not going to do it. And basically, if you're in a situation like that, you guys, or have family members who are, just say, look, can we just wait? We don't have to do this right away. We can do this when they're a little bit older. And that bought him some time. And now, I was just, you know, sending out this message that now they've come out and said the new protocol is down from 72 to 11. Thank God. It's absolutely huge. So yeah, here's where what you were talking about, the chlorine dioxide, that she has led me in the right direction so many times. I'm so thankful for Carrie.
You're so cute.
But yeah, so this, the chlorine dioxide with the mouthwash, the nasal spray, the toothpaste, and the wound care, absolutely amazing. And so you can't use the C word, but I'm telling you, where I first found out about it was, this is before I even knew you, Carrie, and I used it just to put drops in my water. I had terrible vertigo, and it it cleansed it from me completely, and I don't have any. I haven't had vertigo since. It's amazing, and people okay. spend unbelievable amounts of money with doctors and do all kinds of pills that have some have all kinds of side effects, and I haven't had any of that. Actually, I had a friend who had the same vertigo. She went to a doctor. Oh, you've got cancer. And next thing you know, because her husband had terrible. He had great insurance, and so they're like, "Hey, cha-ching, cha-ching," and so the next thing you know, they had her on all kinds of terrible chemotherapy mm-hmm. and all the rest of it. I'm like, that's not the way. So many of our maladies can be solved with just like you're talking about the detox. And so here's the one right here that she was talking about, the foreign protein cleanse. So that you, and I actually have a video on it. When you click right here on the health page, freedomforce.live/health, you can watch videos about each one of these. And also the EDTA. You said that so quick. I caught it, but I don't think anyone else probably caught that. So tell them about that, because that's what Carrie sent me immediately when I got poisoned, you guys. She sent that to me overnight. She said, this is going to fix you right up. Check it out.
Yeah, you just throw it in water and you drink it. These are really simple things that you do at home. And like yourself with the vertigo, you know, I watch people, hyperthyroidism done over 3-4 months. It's over. I've seen people with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, Lyme, not just autism. I've seen all these illnesses go away in less than 6 months. And these are people that have, you know, done IVs and seen expensive doctors, or like you say, you know, even gone in through the mainstream medicine protocols and stuff like that on IV antibiotics and oral antibiotics and all that kind of stuff. So this is something that's very, very easy to use. And everybody should always have it. You know, when we talk about like end times, like be prepared. No, nobody's going to save you. So, you know, while you have your silver, while you have your gold, while you have your guns, you know, we're Americans, we can have all these things. You should definitely have backstock on your chlorine dioxide. Make sure they're in bottles, you know, buy the big bottles, buy the big amount so that they're in glass bottles, amber bottles, they store for years. And just be ready. DMSO, have it on hand. Nebulizer, have it on hand. Spray, like empty spray bottles. I always have an empty spray bottle just kind of ready to, you know, put my spray in it because, you know, I'm having a little bit of a cold feeling and you get a little bit of sniffle or something. Just always be ready. Have backstock. And, of course, be ready for any family members that you might have, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe bartering.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I wanted to ask you to – to tell us specifically about EDTA. But before you do, I wanted to just mention to you what I think of as end times is not what what's been pummeled into us. I think that has been pummeled into us. It's our end times, and the world's going to fall apart, and it's going to be a nuclear holocaust, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I believe it's the end times for them. It's the end times for them. Their whole system, it's the end of it. It's being burst into 1,000 pieces, just like the liquidation of the Wicked Witch of the West. All of this is collapsing like a house of cards, and so that we will, as the Bible has a beautiful verse, it says that we will escape like a bird from the fowler. I mean, you know, just fly away to be free. And it's not just flying away to be free financially, which yay, but it's also flying away to our health. Because what good is it if you have, you know, if we have all this freedom and our finances are resolved and no debt and all that, but we don't have our health. And that's where, you know, I'm sorry that you're still being censored, but you guys are really at the tip of the spear, because they have been trying to destroy our health for many, many years. And they are not going to stop until they are put behind bars. That's what I loved about President Trump saying, they'll be in jail. So anyway, tell us about the EDTA.
Well, EDTA, it's a chelator. And a chelator means it grabs heavy metals. So while you can have something like chlorine dioxide, which will neutralize heavy metals, it is not a chelator and it will not take it out. So they work together very well. Chlorine dioxide will neutralize your heavy metals, kill pathogens, but it will neutralize the heavy metals, and the EDTA will grab the heavy metal that has now been released and take it out of your body. It's a liquid nano, meaning that it can go wherever. It's not like a clay, which can only stay in the gut, for example. It's not like an IV that is $300 and you can only do those every couple weeks or 3 weeks because they're really hard on the liver. This is nothing like that. It works perfectly fine with the body. There are no
What's liquid nano? Liquid nano, what is that?
Meaning it's very, very tiny. So when you take it orally, it's going to travel through your blood system as well. So it's not like you have it will stay in the gut. Like clay, for example. Clay is a chelator that you can take orally or you can bathe in it. But if you're taking it orally, it's just going to stay in the gut. So it's not, you know, don't consider right. It's going to go into your brain and take out heavy metals.
Right. Okay. So because when I first called Carrie when I got poisoned back in 2020, and it dawned on me that I should try bentonite clay, and I drank this before I knew about EDTA. I knew about sodium chloride, but I didn't know about EDTA. But I did the bentonite clay, and that was grabbing up the big stuff, the big, you know, right. the big toxins. And right. so it was amazing. And so if you guys want to know about that, go and look about healing your heart, because that's how, you know, thankfully I was saved. Not from any doctor. No doctor was able to do this. You know, thankfully I have Carrie, you know, and I guess in one sense you're a doctor, because anybody who's trying to make somebody truly well instead of just pop a pill, then that's a true doctor in my opinion. But anyway, so, but I needed ones to go into the nanoparticles. And so right. what I had done was I had breathed in this toxin, and it had gotten into my lungs, you know, the cells were so small that they went into my bloodstream, not just into my gut. And so this is where I needed, that's where the EDTA came in and cleansed me at that level. And mm-hmm. am I saying it right?
That's correct. And also, you know, we both, you and I really like this Touchstone products too. They work together. So I take these, well, that's why they're on my desk. I take these well. So this is zeolite. Zeolite works more for aluminum and mercury, but EDTA works for all the other metals. So all three of them should be taken. This, you know, the green one stays in the gut, and the spray is just a light spray, no flavor whatsoever, and that can go into the bloodstream. But anyway, all three of these together, they work fantastic. And those are my chelators that I use.
For your autism people, that's what a lot of...
For everybody. And I work with people that don't have autism. Remember I was telling you about fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, Lyme disease. Like you name the, you know, hypothyroid, Hashimoto. I work with all kinds of people because I've been doing the chlorine dioxide 16 years. I've been a homeopath for 16 years. And I've been doing all of what is biomedical for the last 22 years. Wow. Wow. I'm 60, by the way, so I've been doing this a long time.
That's so awesome. And to see the success stories, because rather than, you know, managing an illness to make sure that people are just continually on pills or whatever, you're right. making sure that they are getting well and they're getting their health back.
And then they're done. It's over. Like, you don't have to take this the rest of your life. You know, we're just talking about right now, or like people that have, you know, they took jabs. I mean, yeah, okay, you might take it a year, but okay, at least when you go do your next blood test, you can see that it's gone.
Yes, it's awesome. Yeah, that's, you know, there's a beautiful passage in the book of Jasher. It says that they will return to the old ways. And I think the old ways mm-hmm. is really talking about what you're saying here is mm-hmm. that you would eat nutritious food and that you'll detox and you'll make sure that your water is pure and all these things. And then it says that they will, that their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. I believe that we're really going to have longevity. We're going to have much longer lives because our bodies will not be under this oppressive force of these toxins.
Well, remember back in the day, like a million years ago, women raised children. We cooked. We kept the house or the fire or the cave or wherever we were living at the time. And the men went out and, you know, chased wildebeest and all that kind of stuff. And it was a perfectly well-oiled machine. Like, God doesn't make mistakes. And I've said this over and over again in my lectures. God doesn't make mistakes. And he didn't put breasts on men and uteruses in men so that they would be running around chasing wildebeest and we'd be at home, like, you know, drinking beer with our buddies or something. I mean, like, wasn't going to be the thing. And I'm just kind of joking, but that was really rude. But, you know, it's not like men do that. But, you know, some men do that. This doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But the point is, we need to be the healers that we were put here to be. We need to take care of our children, take care of our spouses, you know, and maybe that is sometimes even folds over into cousins or neighbors or whatever the situation is. But we need to go back in time and really understand what we're doing when we're nourishing our family or we're taking care of our family, because we've gotten so far away from that because, you know, all this equal, everything equal. we're not equal, folks. We're actually not equal. We might be equal upstairs, but physically, I can't carry those, you know, branches that Peter can carry. I can't do it. It doesn't matter. Both 60. I can't do it. You know, he's right. A man.
Right.
And that's the beauty of this whole situation. Yeah. So, you know, when I go back and I think to myself, okay, you know, somebody in the house are like, oh, I have a sniffle. I'm like, okay, here, you know, nebulize the silver, whatever. I start just like passing this stuff out because that's my nature. That's our nature as women. That's our nature to take care of and right. to, you know, to care for. When
okay. So you nebulize the silver. See, I've been putting the silver in my smoothie, in my, the liquid form, and I've been spraying in my mouth. Okay, but how do you nebulize the silver?
You can buy one of those nebulizers. They used to sell at Walgreens and stuff. Now they don't sell it anywhere. You got to go to Amazon or something like that, and I don't really know what that is, but that always makes me a little bit leery, saying you used to be able to buy this stuff over the counter, and now it's becoming like as if it was a medical supply thing. So everybody have a nebulizer because they don't want you to have one. And then each nebulizer, I don't have one on my desk. In the nebulizer, they have like these little reservoirs that you kind of like twist, and then that's where the tube comes out of. You just fill it with the silver straight.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so it's just in the water, and it will. That's all you have to do. It's nothing.
No
that
water. Just straight into the reservoir, and then you just put it on your nose,
nebulizer.
Over your nose
and mouth. Okay.
So the idea is your lungs are filters to your blood. And then when you're inhaling this, it's going to help to filter and kill the pathogens that are going through your lungs anyhow. It naturally does that anyway. So you want to just make sure that you're nebulizing straight, and you can nebulize. So, for example, the man who created this particular structured silver, which is like, you know, it's like the big thing. It's so different than the old colloidals, which are garbage.
Yeah.
He uses an APAP or a CPAP machine, which is these things, if you snore, you can sleep with them, and it helps, you know, for you, your spouse not to be awakened. Anyway, he, instead of water, because it has to have water or a liquid, he just puts a silver straight in there. So you can nebulize it all night long in your APAP, CPAP, or just a nebulizer. The problem is when you lay down with a nebulizer, it will pour out.
Okay.
But if you're, you know, if you're a person who works from home and you do a lot of computing and stuff like that, stick it on your face and, you know, just, you know, go to work. As long
I
as you're
love
talking.
That. Okay. Because, okay, so what they do a lot is they put budesonide, and there's another name for something that they put in the nebulizer. But that stuff is so, it's bad if you, like, have heart problems, etc. So yeah, use the silver instead. Oh, I'm so glad to know about that. I did not know about that. Okay, but one more thing. Okay, I've been using the humic fulvic. I love that. I liken it to how if you have a little plant and it's all the leaves are all sad and yellowed, and then you make sure that you give it the correct nutrients, and everything is greens up and is healthy. And I feel like that's what the humic fulvic does for me.
They do. It actually goes like that. So for instance, when there's a tsunami and they want to bring back the earth that's been spoiled by the salt water, they go ahead and they put this, it's more of a commercial grade. So it's not necessarily the ones that we're taking, which are, you know, a cleaner grade. And they start to till the soil with it. And so it actually brings the life back to, you know, the salt now just killed all the life in your soil. So it actually helps to regenerate the life in the soil, and then they're able to plant crops again and feed people again. So it really is a thing. And of course, with our guts, it helps with that restoring. It's a prebiotic, a probiotic. It's a gut sealer. So how many people have leaky gut? How many people have allergies? If you have an allergy or a runny nose, you absolutely have a leaky gut, so you need the humic. Or it gets into the brain and it acts as a chelator. It has 77 minerals that are all bioavailable because the body recognizes it. It's not like when you're taking these hard compressed capsules and say, calcium, magnesium, oh, this is really good for me. You throw it back. You're not getting much out of it because it's staying in the gut. It's
right,
very
right, exactly. It's going the poop. Oh, I was going to ask you a question, and I got off the track. But the humic fulvic, I had a question.
Oh, it has
about
so many properties. It's,
okay.
It's just unbelievable how many. But one of the most important things is sealing leaky gut.
Okay.
So many people have food allergies now. Why do you have food allergies? Well, you have food allergies because you took medication. You have food allergies because there's glyphosate in the food that you're eating. You're not eating organic food. Who can afford organic food? Okay, you can't. I can't. So we're suffering this leaky gut syndrome because of the glyphosate. So how do you seal that back up? Just take your humic fulvic. And a lot of people, you know, we're taking bottled water or filtered water or reverse osmosis water. Guess what? There's no minerals. So you have to remineralize your water, throw the humic in. I mean, in my house, every bottle of water, every glass of water we drink, we shoot a dropper, a full dropper, and there's about 20 drops per dropper. Every glass of water we drink, we just throw in our minerals because it's so important to have your minerals.
Okay, I know what I was going to ask, because you said chelate, and I think that a lot of people may not know what those words are. And so I think of chelating is where if you've got toxins that are attached, like the white stuff that you get on your faucet, and it's like, how do you scrub that stuff? Oh, it's the chelator claws that off of your body to help it to release and to remove it from your body. So, okay, last question is, I wanted you to tell us about the methylene blue, because I've just started taking it in the pill form. And I'm,
I love it.
Yes, that's so much easier.
How much fun is it to pee blue? I just think that is the most fun thing in the whole world. And then sometimes, because I'll go to bed at night and I'll take it when I brush, it just depends. You know, sometimes you take it with food, sometimes you take it without food. It's really easy to take. And I know sometimes I'll take it before I go to bed. And if it's like a weekend when you whip it a little bit later, it's like you pee really dark blue. And I'm like, that's so cool. And then sometimes when you're drinking a lot of water, you're like, wow, that's really light blue. And it's just kind of a fun thing. And of course, the other day, yesterday I had a consultation with a woman and she's like, yeah, and my son, he was telling me, Mom, why is my pee blue? She's like, you know, like a month ago, he wouldn't even paid any attention to that. And now he's so much better and his autism is going away that he's like, Mom, why is my pee? And so cute too.
Oh.
But of course, what's wonderful about methylene blue, well, there's so many things. It also has like a humic fulvic. It has all these properties. You know, it'll go pick up pathogens in your bloodstream. It will, you know, it helps. It's a nootropic for your brain. You can't remember stuff. Just remember to take your methylene blue and you'll be fine. So it's a nootropic. So anybody who has dementia, Alzheimer's, autism, or just, you know, I got that old timer disease. You know, you live enough, live long enough, you're going to forget some stuff. You have enough stress in your life, you're going to, the methylene blue is just really good for that. But I noticed even during COVID when I was working with like young adults in their like 20s, for example, there was a lot of depression and anxiety and even some of this negative self-talk or, you know, talk about like ending their life or something. It was all the methylene blue that just, you know, these people all lived. And it was so wonderful because it really does help with people that have issues with, you know, whether it's, you know, they want to take their lives or they're just, you know, like we were just talking about a minute ago. It's just like you're looking around, you're going, wow, life has changed. It's different, you know. But it really helps to kind of keep you on track. And it's not like there's a change, you know, or like it's a drug and you're like, you go from like depressed to like goofy or nothing at all.
And there's no side effects. It's no side effects at all.
You don't even feel like, you know, people say, oh, you have a glass of wine, you kind of relax. No, not even like that. Or it's not even like, it's just, and also with the, it helps with sleep. Just there's so many positive things about the methylene blue that I was.
Oh, I know. I did a video on it. If you guys haven't seen that one, definitely go again. Go to the freedomforce.live/health page and you'll see where it's got it on there, the methylene blue. And I literally have this huge list of all. Actually, I think I've got the whole list of things it does on freedomforce.live/blue. BLUE. And it's like, this is a really amazing.
It's amazing. And you know, if you say, well, you know, it's $30. I think it's $30, something like that. Like just buy it. Like just, it's $1 a day. Try it for a month. You don't have to do anything the rest of your life. Just try it for a month. And if you see that you notice a difference, or like with Lithium Orotate, just take it. You know, and you can take it as long as you want. You can stop and go as you want. You know, I'll do something like sometimes I'll take it for a week and then I'll space it out for a few days or a week. And now I think I've been like 2 weeks on a hiatus from methylene blue. Then I saw it flirting, was looking at me from the cabinet tonight when I was going digging for something else. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about you. Because I get where I'm like, now I'm taking all my detox stuff. Because, you know, the first of the year, you're like, you have to do these things. And so we start to do them again.
I believe that eventually we're going to have it where our food is clean and our water is clean and our air is clean. It's going to, you know, we're going to have our nutrients in our soil and all that. But until then, we've got to make sure to get all these things into our body. Well, I'm really excited that we got a chance to talk. Let's pray before we go. Is there anything else that you want to shout out before we jet?
No, Berberine. You know, a lot of people with the beginning of the year, they want to lose weight and they're like Ozempic, and all those people are getting skinny on Ozempic. Berberine is nature's Ozempic. And the only thing you have to know is if you buy a bottle of berberine 1 hour before each meal, you take your berberine. And then in 2 months, you are going to lose weight. And a couple of my friends that I got, they were heavy set gals, and I got them to do that. In the first 10 days, they had lost more than 14 pounds each.
Wow.
So and they didn't really change anything. You know, they were taking it. They were aware they were taking something that would help them to lose weight. And they did. And of course, I think that some people just get like complacent and stop taking it. But, you know, you don't have to take one of these unhealthy injectables, which are seriously dangerous for your, they're so incredibly dangerous. And it's just nature's Ozempic. And there's a lot of YouTube videos about how berberine is nature's Ozempic. So one of these capsules, just an hour before meals, and it's really great for, you know, the diabetics. It's great for the high blood sugar. It's just fantastic. So that's an easy one. And I think especially now that it's, you know, January, we want to do some things, you know, maybe lose a couple pounds, you know.
What I would really recommend, if you guys have any like specific questions, then you can actually do a consultation with Kerri, KerriRivera.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, they can just email me too, because some people just have a question. Like, they don't have to do a consultation. If they have a question, Kerri@KerriRivera.com. I don't charge for emails. I'm happy to answer them.
Oh, so that's
just,
so nice.
Feel free to drop me an email.
What doctor do you know who does that? That's awesome. That's so awesome. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, that we will have health. Our health back. And I thank you for people like Kerri and Doug and Dr. Laura and all these who have been fighting so tirelessly to help us to restore our health and fighting against these evil forces, the outrageous forces. And I thank you that the promise is that we'll live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. This is your promise in your word, and we know that this is coming. So, Lord, I thank you that you've given us the tools that we need now. We don't have to wait, that we can have the toxins out of us and the nutrients in us, and that our body can absorb these things, and that we can have our health restored even now, and that your promise is that we'll live long, long, healthy lives. I thank you for all that Kerri has done to help the children who have been inflicted with this autism, and we pray for the day to come very soon, that there will be no child with autism, that every one of these children who's been having this will be completely cleansed of this. Thank you for RFK. Thank you for President Trump and how they are in wisdom working through all this just one step at a time in the proper way, because they're truly up against some very evil forces. But we thank you that they will be gone. Their entire kingdom is going to fall. And just like the Wizard of Oz, it'll be just liquefied. And they're liquidated. No more of them ruling the health, the finances, no more running these wars. We pray for the people in Iran. We pray for the people all over the world who are still under the boot of these evil tyrants, and that soon our enemies will be gone, just like you promised. And we will look for them, and we will not be able to find them. And we thank you for your promises and your word that keep us so filled with hope and confidence that we are right at the door of seeing these beautiful golden age days. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on with me. Stay on with me just for a second, because I have another quick question to ask you.
Okay,
all right. All right, guys. I love you. And I'm so glad that we got the chance to be together. And I guess that I better jet. And I will, I'm going to get a chance to talk to Kerri now. And I will talk to you later.